Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, filed an antitrust case against Apple after Apple suspended Fortnite from the App Store. Now even Facebook, Spotify and Microsoft are siding with Epic Games in this fight. So what is exactly going on? Let's talk about it. To be fair, even Google suspended Fortnite from the Play Store, but this isn't a big deal because you can sideload apps on Android. Also, it clearly seems like this was properly planned all along as Epic introduced its own in-app payment system after an update, which is a clear violation of Apple's App Store policies. Immediately after the ban, Epic launched a hashtag Free Fortnite campaign and published a video which is a remake of Apple's classic 1984 ad that introduced Mac to the world against IBM's dominance. If you haven't seen that ad, I highly suggest now is the right time to go and check it out. So let's try to understand the situation here. Let's try to understand what is going on. So whenever you publish an app on the App Store, you have to use Apple's in-app payment system, which deducts 30% of your payment. And to be fair, this is not just Apple. Every single popular app store in the world has the same policy, including Play Store on Android, the Microsoft Store on Windows, Steam, even Xbox and PlayStation Store are also forcing developers to follow the same policy. But Apple has become the big news because of two specific reasons. The reason one is Apple is the biggest and most influential tech company in the world, and now even the world's most valuable company at $2 trillion. You know, they're like, I think they are even big than a lot of economies of various countries. They can even buy out entire countries with that money. And yeah, Apple has shown inconsistent behavior, enforcing its App Store guidelines, and sometimes even played foul to keep its position dominant. Let us talk about that. And that is a big deal, actually. That is a very big deal. We have to understand that Apple now is not just selling hardware, but also services with subscriptions. And let me just bring to your attention the inconsistencies in the App Store enforcement. First of all, you know, in the recent the antitrust hearing of the big four companies, several documents were made public, right? And among those several documents, there are documents of Apple too. And in those documents, it was found out that Amazon and several other video streaming platforms are now exempted from the 30% cut. But not all of the video streaming platforms. I say several, but not all. And Apple says they are part of a special program which enables them to avoid the 30% cut. Like, this is ridiculous, right? Time and again, Apple is known to block apps which are similar or perform the exact same, you know, functionality as native apps that the company will introduce soon. So if you haven't understood it, let me try to, you know, make it simple for you. So a year or so, Apple launched Screen Time, right, and parental control features in iOS. So before that, there were a lot of third-party apps which did the similar thing, like provided a screen time and privacy controls options for you and your children in the iOS store. So what happened is, about the time Apple was to introduce screen time and parental controls natively in iOS, Apple started suspending all third-party parental control and screen time apps, you know, citing privacy violations, which is, timing is really very weird. Just as about their launch, their app on the App Store, the native apps, they are beginning to suspend all third-party apps. And this is not just with screen time and parental controls. A lot of other apps have faced similar fate. Apple is deciding the fate of a lot of companies just by blocking their apps. This has happened time and again. This is the prominent example because it happened very recently. But yeah, a lot of this things have happened. For case in point, you cannot change the default voice assistant on iOS. Apple makes it mandatorily to use Siri always. You cannot set or change your default voice assistant. That is also one of the examples. And yeah, for the longest time, Spotify and other rival music streaming platforms did not have integration access with accessory Apple products like HomePod and Siri. This was because Apple had Apple Music, that was the only streaming app integrated across the entire Apple ecosystem, because yeah, they're native apps made by Apple, why won't they be? But for the longest time, I say the longest time because right now Spotify, Tidal and other few services I guess are able to integrate with the HomePod, but up until recently Apple wasn't allowing that. If you know, if you say hey Siri and ask Siri to play music, it will play in the Apple Music, not on the Spotify. Even now I guess if you want to play music on Spotify, you have to explicitly state that play so and so music on Spotify. If you just say play music, it will again revert back to Apple Music. There is no way you could set Spotify as a default music service for your HomePod, for your accessory services or on this Siri. This is how Apple has been maintaining its dominance, because let's be honest, Apple is great at building some products and Apple is not great at building other products. This is true of every other company. You cannot be good at every other place, right? And so you might be wondering, what does Facebook and Microsoft have to do here, right? So yeah, Apple blocked Facebook Gaming along with Google Stadia, the game streaming service by Google, and Microsoft xCloud, the game streaming service by Microsoft that comes with Xbox Game Pass. And the big reason that they have given is they aren't able to review every individual game on such products. Like Xbox Game Pass has, I guess, 100 plus games. Their Xbox Game Pass is essentially, what happens here is the xCloud streaming service. By using Xbox Game Pass, you are able to stream PC games on your mobile phone. The xCloud streaming service is coming to Android, but Microsoft clearly stated that it is not coming to iOS systems at all because of this suspension by Apple. And Apple argues that they aren't able to individually review every game. And in response, Microsoft said that they could consider the ESRB rating for every game and decide if they want the game on iOS or not. Like ESRB rating is the rating for games. You must have seen like 13 plus, 8 plus written on the it was used to be written on the physical products, but now everything is digital. Still, you will find ESRB rating for every single game that is released on the market. Microsoft says they can use the ESRB rating and decide if they want that game on iOS or not, but Apple has clearly denied it. It is outright saying that they won't allow streaming services, especially the game streaming services, at all. And yeah, you might be thinking, yes, Apple's review policy is very stringent since they aren't able to review every individual game. They aren't allowing the app, right? But there is a bigger reason here. Xbox xCloud, this Microsoft xCloud service, is a cloud service, right? So every game you purchase, the purchase process, it happens through Microsoft's payment system, and Apple won't get the 30% cut. That's why Apple is trying to prevent these apps, because Apple cannot take a cut of that purchase being made on the iOS platform. And yeah, Apple clearly has the strength to review 100 games, because as of right now, I think Xbox Game Pass has about 100 games. If you let's take a maximum extent of 150 games right now, but yeah, it is not a big deal. 100 games can be reviewed, and Apple is being such a big company, they can definitely review 100 games, but clearly they are not doing it, right? But yeah, all is not bad with Apple. This is the thing I said to you now about this is the monopoly that they are trying to fight, and that is why the antitrust hearing happened in the US against the big four companies, Apple being one of them. Because App Store is such a influential store, it's the biggest marketplace, right? Every single app that launches on this planet launches first on iOS, and then they launch it on Android, right? Because clearly the paying customers lie on the Apple platform, and that's why it's very lucrative. developers definitely want money and they will definitely want to go the Apple way. But Apple is not bad in every way, at least not as bad as other companies when it comes to privacy. And Apple is, as a company, it is historically famous for taking a stand against privacy. Even they fought with FBI, you know, against unlocking a man's phone. I don't remember the case exactly, but yes, I think a convict or a felon, felon's phone was preventing, you know, this case from proceeding, and the FBI requested Apple to unlock the man's phone and Apple denied it. They fought against the FBI. The company is also anti-ad tracking and by default blocks a lot of ads and tracking and all that stuff. Even Apple is a company that brought Face ID, the security chip, and even Apple Pay is being, you know, given as a privacy focused payment platform. Even Apple has login with Apple option, and that is a privacy enabled login option because you don't want to give your email ID everywhere right now. And Apple clearly came with a very good, you know, option of login with Apple where they give temporary email IDs instead of your real ones. Unless you want to use a service, you can go on and change that email ID to your original, means own email ID, so that you can continue using that service. Otherwise, if it is a service that you're just trying out and are not sure if you want to use it or not, then you can log in with Apple and Apple will give them this company that you're logging to, Apple will provide them a temporary address and it will vanish after a few days or weeks, I guess, and you don't even need to worry if you're not going to use that app. Even their video and music streaming platforms follow this policy of not violating users' privacy. That is a principle that Apple has stood by all these years. And historically, if you see Apple services or features like, you know, its photographic features, its machine learning and AI enhancement, historically they have all happened on device. Apple has never said that anything happens on the cloud. It always happens on device, and that is why Apple was late to that photography game, which Google Pixel excelled so much, because Google is always about, you know, cloud and machine learning. Everything, they upload the data to the cloud and they enhance there. But Apple is all about how can we protect users' privacy, how can we protect their, you know, precious data. Apple is not concerned with your data. Apple is concerned with you using their services. It has nothing to do with your data. And that is why Apple was late to the game, because they had to find a way in which they didn't violate a user's privacy and still gave them the features as the competition was providing. And when Apple launched its digital deep learning and machine learning tools for photo enhancement, it was happening all in device. And that was the great thing about it. And yeah, in all honesty, other companies are doing things that are way, way worse and even damaging to economies, countries and freedom of speech, like Amazon. Amazon is turning entire economies. It is destroying. There has been a lot of examples where Amazon has destroyed the local economy. On the other hand, there has been a lot of examples where Amazon has helped a local economy. So yeah, we can talk about other companies. That's a separate another separate podcast. It will take a long, long time to record those. But yeah, what I'm trying to say is there is both good and bad involved here. And this is not as damaging as what other companies are doing. And Apple has stringent policies because it has helped make its ecosystem one of the best experience on this planet. So if you put that in sense of them taking 30% cut, it dissolves into all of these things that they are doing. They're privacy focused. They never track your data. They never take your data. At least you know your data is safe with Apple. But Apple is the one with heavy scrutiny because of how influential they are. Because whatever move Apple takes next will not only define other smartphone companies, it will define the entire tech industry, the entire industry, the entire world in general. Whatever move Apple takes from here, every other company is gonna follow the same. It has always been the case. Apple is so massive. Apple is so influential. And that's why, you know, whenever even a small wrong like this, like this is not a wrong thing. I don't think them taking 30% is bad. But then again, there are instances where them taking 30% has been bad. So this is up for debate. I cannot really side with any other option here. But yes, why Apple has become the spotlight is because they are the most influential company. Ultimately, the entire thing, you know, will be governed by how the general consumer respond, like how we respond, and how the courts and people in power, you know, they respond and take it from here. Will they fine Apple? Will they let Apple go? Will they do something else? You know, only time will tell. Yeah, right. If Apple reigns supreme, or if it's the time for a new type of platform. Thank you. If you like this podcast, do not forget to give a follow. And if you have any feedback, please tweet us at YKI Podcast. That's WYKI PODCAST.